ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சௌந்தர்ய லஹரி ஸ்லோகா 10. சுதாதாராசாரைஹி சரணயுகளாந்தர்விகளிதைஹி பிரபஞ்சம் சிஞ்சந்தி புனரபி ரசாம்நாயமகசகாம் அவாப்யஸ்வாம் பூமிம் புஜக நிபமத்யுஷ்டவலயம் ஸ்வமாத்மானம் கிருத்வா ஸ்வபிஷி குலகுண்டே குஹரிணி. Here the Amba is called Kulakunda Kuharini Swaminyai Namaha. Devi is supposed to be residing in the Adhara Chakram or the Mooladhara Chakra, which we have been talking in the previous shloka also, and supposed to give Sharira Shudyartham, lot of, you know, energy in the body, and that kind of, you know, so many effects are given. And as we saw in the previous shloka, that is supposed to be the Arohanam of the Mooladhara, the Kundalini, to the Sahasrara. And this shloka talks about the avarohanam or the descent of the Kundalini Shakti from Sahasrara back into Mooladhara. So that is the shloka. So the Sudhadhara Saraihi, O mother, addressing the mother, with the flood of Amritam, Sudha, Sudha means Amritam, with the flood of Amritam, Charana Yugala Antar Vigalitaihi, it is gushing from where? From your lotus feet. Charana yugala antarvigalitaihi. It is gushing from that amritam. Prapanjam sinchanti. And what it does? It drenches the entire nervous system of the body, which is made up of the five elements. The body is made up of five elements. And you, avapya, you descend. So from Sahasrara, it drenched the entire, all the nervous system of the body with bliss, and now you are descending. So you avapya, you descend, rasamnaya mahasaha, from the exuberance of the radiance of the amritam of the moon. It is moon, rasamnaya mahasaha, moon, swam, your booming, where you are coming down to, your natural abode, booming, natural abode, or the mooladhara. Mooladhara Punarapi. Punarapi means again. So you raised all the way from Mooladhara Chakra to Sahasrara, and now you are coming down from Sahasrara back to Mooladhara. Bhujaga Nibam, like a serpent, Adyushta Valayam. We are going to explain all this. Adyushta Valayam, in the form of a kundalam. You know the kundalam, the people wear in their ears, in the form of a kundalam. Swam Atmanam Kritva. So the serpent is coiled like a kundalam, and swam atmanam kritva, you converted yourself into that form, swapishi, and go back to sleep, kuharini kulakunde. Kulakundam means is the mooladharam. So in the mooladhara, in that place, actually in that crevice, in the cave of mooladhara, again you go back in the form of a serpent with 3.5 coils, and then go back to sleep. So when they raise the kundalini, the serpent that is sleeping in the Mooladhara Chakra is supposed to be made to wake up and then raised through all the Shad Chakras that we explained in the previous class, and then goes all the way to Sahasrara, and from Sahasrara in the head, it comes down back to the Mooladhara and again goes back to sleep. So this is what this shloka tells. So you drench the nerves in the body with the flood of amritam gushing all the way, reaching again your own ground state, Mooladhara, and converting yourself into a serpent, into the kundalini with 3.5 coils. You sleep in that crevice or in that small center place of the Mooladhara. Mooladhara is the lotus that we said also in the previous class. And here, Kulakuntam, the ku represents the prithivi tattva, the earth principle. So Mooladhara is called Kulakunda. supposed to be the basis, is the Kulakuntam. And in the center of the Kulakuntam, there is, for example, in the lotus, if you see inside the lotus in the center, there used to be a small, the small portion, the solid portion. And that portion is supposed to have a hole, some minute hole in the center. And in that center hole, the serpent, the Kundalini, is supposed to have coiled 3.5 coils. And the thickness of that coil is like the fiber of a lotus stalk. Lotus stalk is supposed to be very, very thin fiber. So that thin fiber, 3.5 times, it is coiled and it is supposed to be sleeping there. And what these 3.5 coils, what does it represent? If you take the pranava, om, om is supposed to be made up of a, u, ma, and also the bindu. So a, u, ma, that represents each coil. One coil is a, another coil is mu, another coil is ma. And the bindu, that represents the half coil. So 3.5 coil represents nothing but the pranava only. So om as the primordial energy, that is what is now the entire transition goes through, through all the chakras is going in that manner, and that is what is explained here in this shloka. So this shloka is only the avarohana of whatever was discussed in the previous shloka through all those stages of various 6 chakras. So that's what, so when the person devotee sitting in the Padmasana and then raises the Kundalini, awakens it through all these, you know, various methods of yogic powers, raises it all the way to Sahasrara, and from Sahasrara it comes back again to the Kundalini, and that is how this transition goes back and forth. So this is a way, as I told, in the tantric methods, these are all ways by which the yogic practices are followed in terms of achieving what this kind of bliss or this kind of, happiness or shanti through, or the worship of the Devi through all these various chakras inside. And we explained the chakras. Actually, I don't know whether Srinivasan had the opportunity to put it in the website. I also put some visuals in the website to show how these various chakras are given there. Maybe I'm not sure whether I may be able to pull it today, whether it is there. If it is there, maybe I may be able to show some of these chakras that I put in the last class. Let me see. Just only to show how these things. Yeah. For example, it is in the sideways. It should have been. For example, each tattvam, and what are the various places of the body. For example, this is the Mooladhara. I have not enabled you to see the screen. Let me show my screen. So now you should be able to see my screen. And in the screen now, if you see this picture, there it will show right from the Mooladhara, the 4 petals, the lotus at the bottom. And that is where the Kundalini is there. It is raised through various chakras. As my cursor moves, it shows through, goes through various, all the 6 chakras, and goes to Sahasrara. This is the 1,000 petal, the lotus, which is all the way at the top. And then that is where, Amba is supposed to be, along with, Paramashiva and all that thing we said in the last shloka. And from there, now this is Arohanam, and Avarohanam coming from Sahasrara back to Kundalini is what is now talked about in this shloka. So I think this one, whether he has put or not, I don't know. If not, it will be available to you for you to see, so that you may be able to see the visuals also, because I cannot explain completely all of them without these pictures. It will be useful to you. And so in today's class, this is what the Avarohanam of Avarohanam of these things. So now let me stop in the screen. So now the Avarohanam of the Kundalini from the Sahasrara back to the Mooladhara, that is what is described in today's this particular song. Shloka 11. Chaturbihi Srikantaihi Shivayuvatibihi Panchabirapihi Prabhinnabihi Shamboho Navabhirapi Mula Prakritibihi Chatuschatvarimshat Vasudala Kalashra Trivalayam Trirekabihi Sardham Tavacharana Konaha Parinataha. This is the 11th shloka. So Moola Prakrityai Namaha is the name of the Devi in this shloka. And this shloka talks about Sri Chakram. Actually, we will be mostly spending the rest of the talk of today in partly covering Sri Chakram. And we will do the other part maybe in the next webinar. Supposed to have a lot of benefits like good children and satsandhanam, fertility, all those things are supposed to be the benefits of reciting this shloka so many times. So here first we will see on the meaning only and go through the description again. Tava charana konaha, addressing the mother, O mother, charana konaha, kona means the angle. The angles of your abode, your charana, it is made up of what? Chaturbihi Sri Kantaihi. It is supposed, Chaturbihi means four. It is made up of four. Sri Kantaihi means the Shiva chakras. Four Shiva chakras. Panchabihi Shiva Yuvati Bihi. Five Shakti chakras. Shiva Shakti, Shiva Yuvati is Parvati or Parashakti. Shakti chakras. Panchabihi means five Shakti chakras. Which are Shamboho Prabhinnabihi. They are kept apart from the Shiva chakras. So the five Shakti chakras, we are going to see all of them in great detail. So the five Shakti chakras are kept away from the four Shiva chakras by the Bindu at the center. And Navabihi, Moola Prakriti Bihi Api. The nine Moola Prakritis are the causative forces of the universe. You know, the nine forces, we are going to see all of them. And Vasudala, it is also surrounded by a lotus of eight petals. Vasu means Ashta Vasu, so Dala means is a petal. So a lotus with eight petals. And Kalashra, another lotus with 16 petals. It is surrounded by all of them. And also Trivalaya, by three circles. And Trirekabihi, by three lines. Sardam Parinataha, with all these, your abode is made up of Chatushchatvarimshatim, totally 44 tattvas. Chatushchatvarimshat means 44 tattvas. That is what this shloka says. By just reading it, we won't understand anything. So let's just quickly read the meaning and go to the explanation. Addressing the Amba, O Devi, the four Shrikantas, the Shiva chakras, and the five Shiva yuvatis, the Shakti chakras, they are the nine Moola Prakritis, or the basic manifestations. And these are kept apart from Shambhu, the Bindu in the center. Then there are two lotuses, one of eight petals, another one of 16 petals, besides three surrounding circles and three lines. This forms your mansion with 44 konas or triangles. So this is where Amba is residing. So as I told, this is Mantra Shastra, Yantra Shastra, Tantra Shastra, all of them. So in the Shri Yantram, this is how Amba is imagined to be located and how the Shri Chakram is made up of all that. So what I will do first is let me first show you a picture of a Shri Chakram. So that once you see that, now let me show the screen again. I hope you are able to see the screen. Now in the Shri Chakram, this is one picture I put myself from somewhere. It has some colored this thing so that it's easy for you to visualize. Now this Shri Chakram, in the shloka, we said Shri Kantaihi, Chaturbihi Shri Kantaihi. Shri Kantaihi means Kanta is throat. So Shri also means poison. Shri also means Mahalakshmi. Shri also means poison in the throat. The one who has poison in the throat, that is Shiva. So there are four Chaturbihi Shri Kantaihi. There are four Shiva Konas. Actually, Shrinati Hinastiti Shrihi Visham Kante Yasyasau Shri Kantaharaha Te Konaha Api Shri Kantaha. That is the definition given. So these four angles, they are the Shiva angles. So we are going to see all of them. And Shiva Yuvati Bihi, we said it, Shiva Yupati is Parashakti. The five Shakti Konas, there are four Shiva Konas and five Shakti Konas are there. And there are Prabhinnabihi, the Shiva Konas are supposed to be separate from the Shakti Konas. And Moola Prakriti Bihi, the combination of the above nine, all these four Shakti Konas, four Shiva Konas and five Shakti Konas, combination, all of them. Now, in this particular, this thing, there are nine chakras, all of them together. So the Shiva Shakti Aikyam is what is talked about here in this shloka. When you take Shiva Shakti Aikyam, we are now visualizing the microcosm or the pindanda, the individual human body. The macrocosm or the Brahmanda, the universe. And now the human body also has Shiva Konas and Shakti Konas, 4 Shiva Konas and 5 Shakti Konas. And the universe also has 4 Shiva Konas and Shakti Konas, all of them represented by this particular, the Sri Chakra. And the 4 Shiva Konas, what are the principles they signify? It signifies in the individual, Majja. Majja means the bone marrow. Shuklam, Shuklam means the virility, the semen. And Pranaha, the vital air. And Jiva, the soul. All these 4 represents the Shiva Tattva in the Sri Chakra. And the Shakti Konas, it is the Tvak, the skin. Ashrik, the blood. Mamsa, the flesh. Medas refers to the brain, limbs and all that. And Asti, the bone. So these 5 Shakti Konas. So in the human body, the 4 Shiva Konas represent these 4 and Shakti Konas represent these 5. Again, all of them depicted in the Sri Chakram. Again, to Jiva Ishwara Aikyam, Shiva Shakti Aikyam, all that thing to symbolize that. That's what they are doing here. And in the macrocosm, if you take the universe, the Shiva Konas represent Maya. Maya, the illusion. And Shuddha Vidya. And Maheshwara. And Sadashiva. Sadashiva is the Ananda Tattvam. And the Shakti Konas represent the 5 elements, namely Prithivi, Earth, Apaha, Waters, Tejas, Fire, Vayu, Air, and Akasha, the Space. So, Shiva Chakras are 4, that is the 8 petal, the lotus, 16 petal, the lotus, and the quadrangular outer lines, and the Bindu. For example, if you take the Sri Chakram picture, the center portion, the dot, is considered the Bindu. And there are 8 petaled lotus. There is 1 8 petaled lotus, that is one in the brown color. I don't know if you are able to see this. My cursor is moving around that. The 8 petaled lotus. And then there is a 16 petaled lotus which is in white. So these 16, and also there is a quadrangular 3 lines at the outer. That is called Gopura. We are going to see all of them separately. So all these things, they are representing the 4 Shiva chakras. And the 5 Shakti Chakras are the Trikona, the basic triangle that is at the center. There is a triangle. And then there is an Ashtakona. Surrounding that, there is 1 8 triangles, which is in pink color. My cursor is going around that. And then Antar Dashara, there are a group of 10 triangles in, again, brown or whatever color it is, which is surrounding the Ashtakona. There are about, you know, and this is called Antar Dashara, 10 of them. And there is a Bahir Dashara, there is the outer, you know, 10 triangles, that is the pink ones, which are bigger than that. It is surrounded by all these. And then there is a Chatur Dashara, that is the yellow triangles, which is outside, 14 of them. So, 1 Chatur Dashara, 14 triangles, and 1 external 10 triangles, 1 internal 10 triangles, 1 8 triangles, and 1 single triangles. All 5 of them, they are called the Shakti Chakras. So, Shiva Chakras and Shakti Chakras, they are supposed to be united in the Bindu. So, Sharana Konaha. Sharana means abode. So, the presence of the Devi in the Sri Chakra, whether in the Yantra or in the micro or in the macrocosm, that is what is symbolized in the Sri Chakra. Now, this also, you know, we can see it in different ways. Now, we are going to see more details of that now. For example, when I put this picture of Sri Chakram for you to relate to that, we are going to have some discussion on the chakra itself for some time, so that we want to relate how that relates to the shloka. Now, chakra in Sanskrit is a wheel actually. So kriyate anena, that by which anything is done, that's called a chakra. For example, you have a cart. Cart has wheel. A potter has potter's wheel. Weapons, chakra is a mandaldev. So they are all one type of chakra. And a kingdom is called a chakravarti, who is supposed to be the chief of a kingdom. It is also a chakra. And also the formation in the battlefield, chakra vyuga. They arrange the soldiers, armies in some particular manner. That's called chakra vyuga. And also there is a chakra rasi, and there is a rasi chakra, ritu chakra, which are all going in rotation. the 12 Rasis, they in the horoscope, they go in rotation. And Ritu Chakra, all the Shad Ritus, 5-6 seasons. And Kala Chakra, the entire time principle. So they are also chakras. And this the psychophysiological construct, like the Mooladhara, Swadhisthana, all the 6 chakras that I explained in the last class. So Manipura, Anahata, so Vishuddha, Ajna, Sahasrara, all those chakras. And also we call the entire life as Samsara Chakra. So all of them are chakras only. So it is synonymous with mandala also. We can call it Surya Mandalam, or Bindu Mandalam, Chandra Mandalam. And also synonymous with an Yantra, like Sri Chakra Yantra or Sri Yantra it is called. So all are synonymous names. And it is an instrumental, you know, instrument that mediates between the energy that is inside the individual, the Jivatma, and that outside of the individual in the macrocosm. So structured functionally into 3 levels, this entire energy space. One is called the physical level. Physical level energy, this is called Mahakasha. It is the objective world that we see. Objective world with all its vishayas, all the things that you see in the world. That is physical world. And then the thoughts and feelings that are all in us. This is called the Chitta Akasha. So we have got the Mahakasha. And then the chitta, chitta means memory, all feelings and all that. And this is the subjective appraisal of the entire thing. And then there is this pure consciousness, which is called Chidakasha. Chidakasha, it eliminates the duality and talks about this Advaitic principle. So the space is Akasha. Kas means the root, to shine. So there are 3 degrees of luminosity is being brought out by this. One is the luminosity is fully clouded by this tamoguna. You know, all relates to us. We are all mixture of tamoguna, rajoguna, and also the sattvaguna. So tamoguna, that is our internal luminosity is fully clouded by that. And it is partially clouded by our rajoguna. But the luminosity is maximized by pure sattvaguna, by good qualities and all that things. So the chakra or yantra that enables the transformation from tamoguna to rajoguna to sattvaguna ultimately. So this particular sadhana is through this chakra, through this yantra shastra, is supposed to bring about more sattvic qualities in the person and makes him eligible for acquiring jnanam. And the complete harmony of existence is also denoted by the bindu, the central dot, the one where I have placed the cursor now. That is where the bindu is supposed to be the harmony. And also the Sri Chakra, there are 2 types. One is called the Srishti Chakra and another is called the Samhriti Chakra. That is, when creation takes place, the bindu at the center, it unfolds into the entire creation. Right from the center, it unfolds and manifests itself through the entire cosmic makeup. And at the time of Samhara, from the outer, the entire cosmic makeup, the universe, it goes on folding up and becoming finally the bindu. So there is a Srishti Kramam, that is creative order, and the Samhara Kramam, that is a Laya order. So Sri Chakram, Sri means auspicious, very beneficent, you know, worthy of respect, prosperity, all those things. Sri also means Vesham, just now I told in the other thing. And Sri Vidya talks about the knowledge, about the nature of Sri. That is the ultimate benefit of Mukti. That's what it talks about. That is Sri Vidya. And the knowledge that yields Sri, all kinds of sayer and all that. And the knowledge of Sri also. So it is all the way. It is the knowledge of the nature of Sri. It is the knowledge that yields Sri. The knowledge of Sri itself, the mother, or the knowledge the path, and the Sri, the goal. What ultimately a person is supposed to attain. And the vidyas are also classified into 3 forms. One is called the Mahavidya, then Vidya, and then Siddha Vidya. There are so many ways. The Sri Vidya worship is conducted in so many ways. For example, Mahavidya, where the Amba is worshipped as Kali or Taraka, it requires enormous rigor to practice. That is, you know, people go through all those rigor in terms of worshipping. And then this Vidya, Sri Vidya, where the Shodasi or the Bhuvaneshwari, Bhairavi, in those forms, This is a common form which people normally follow. And then there is Siddha Vidya, that is as Matanki, as Kamala. This is an adept Vidya, also requires a lot of arduous, rituals and practices. It has to be properly initiated by a guru. There are so many requirements for doing all that. And then only one can perform the Sri Vidya. And the Shodashi Vidya, as I told in the mantras, I mentioned about the 15-lettered mantra called the Panchadasakshari in the previous classes. And Shodasi means the Shodasakshari, the 16-syllabled the Bija mantras, that includes, apart from the 15-lettered Bijam, Shreem. Shreem includes, that is the 16th letter, talks about the Shri. And when it is added to Panchadasakshari, it is the highest form of Devi worship through the Bija mantras called the Shodashi Vidya. And as we told, Panchadasakshari contains the 15 syllables. And we also have, because the Sri Chakram is made based on the Panchadasakshari mantra, 15-lettered mantra, in three groups. I also mentioned in the first, the second lecture, I think, about the three types of kutas, the Vagbhava Kuta, Kamaraja Kuta, and Shakti Kuta of the 15-lettered Bija mantra, the Panchadasakshari mantra. Panchadasakshari means 15 letters. And Vagbhava Kuta, the five Bija mantra in that are Ka, E, I, La, Hri. So Kayehi Lakhrim is called the Vagbhava Kuta. And for this Vagbhava Kuta, there are three sections. In the entire Sri Chakra, there are three sections. Each section represents one particular kuta. For each kuta, there are different principles. For example, for the Vagbhava Kuta, it is Agnitattvam, the creative force. And it also talks about the Icha Shakti. It talks about the Sattva Guna. It talks about the among the three states of consciousness, the wakeful state, the dream state, and the sleep state. This talks about the Jagrat Avastha, namely the wakeful state. And it talks about the knower, represents the knower. Because for any process, there is a knower, there is a knowledge, and there is a known. So this is called the Triputi in Vedanta. And this talks about the knower. And it talks about, it deals with the individual self. So in the Panchadasakshari mantra, the group of five letters called Vagbhava Kuta, it represents all these. And the second group is the Kamaraja Kuta. There are six letters in that. Ha, sa, ka, ha, la, hrim. Ha, sa, ka, ha, la, hrim. These are the five, six Bija mantras. It talks about the Surya Tattva. As the previous one talked about the Agni Tattva, creation. This is Surya Tattva, preservation. And the previous one was Icha Shakti. This is Jnana Shakti, the cognitive power. Previous was Sattva Guna. This is Rajo Guna. Previous was wakeful state. This is Swapna, dream state. That is Jnatar, the knower. This Jnata, here this talks about the knowledge, Jnanam. And that talks about the individual self. This talks about the inner self. We call it in Vedanta, reflected consciousness and all that. So the inner self. And in group three, this is Shakti Kuta. Shakti Kuta has got four Bija mantras. Sa, Ka, La, Hrim. Sa, Ka, La, Hrim. So here this talks about the Soma Tattva or the moon principle. Talks about this dissolution, represents dissolution, and also kriya, action, tamoguna, and deep sleep state, and nyayam, that thing to be known. That is what this talks about, and talks about the Supreme Self or Paramatma. So the entire thing, from Jivatma, individual self, to Paramatma, is represented by all of them, and the aikyam, oneness of these two, is represented by the Bindu. The central dot at the center. So this entire thing, the Sri Chakra can be visualized now as a triad. It's simply a triad and is usually represented in Yantra as a triangle. In Yanga, a triangle has three sides. So it is represented in the triangle as a trikona and there are supposed to be 43 trikonas in Sri Chakra. We are going to see the detail now. And the Sri Chakra is an elaboration of the triangle at the center only. Addition of Shreem leads to Shodashakshari and the Mahatripura Sundari principle is what is implied in that. The great essence of the triad is Mahatripura Sundari represented by the Bindu at the center. Now, the Sri Chakram, as we told, is basically a triad with three sides, that's what we said. And the three dimensions of the Sri Chakra, they correspond to the three sections of the mantra. That's what we just now saw. In the Panchadasakshari mantra, the three sections. And each of the dimensions, they have further divisions of three units. For example, the 15 letter mantra is divided into three sections. And each section is further divided into three more units. So we have got 9 units totally. That is the Sri Chakra. That is how all the Navavarnas and all come, because 9 sections. And these 9 units, they have correspondence with the 9 letters of the mantra, Navarna. Navavarna means there are 9 letters. So basic triangle has its, if you take the central triangle, that's the basic triangle, its apex is supposed to be facing down. And that denotes the feminine aspect. And 4 other triangles, similarly, they all face down. And actually, it will be better if I show another picture. There, the line drawings will show the entire thing, in a much clearer way. Now, if you see this, so there is this basic triangle. And there are, again, other triangles which face all of them down. Four other triangles, each one of them, they face down that thing, all of them, the apex is down. 1, 2, 3, and the central one, 4. So there are 4, so totally 5 Shakti triangles which face down. And 4 other triangles, similarly, these are called Shakti Konas. And the 4 triangles with their apex facing up, for example, this is 1, this is 2, this is 3, and this is 4. So all these 4, they face up, they are called the Shakti triangles. Sorry, the Shiva triangles. So the Shiva Konas are the Agni Trikonas and the Shakti Trikonas. So 4 male and 5 female aspects, making 9 basic triangles within this place. 9 basic triangles. So this is called Navarna ideology. So Chaturbihi Shivakantaischam and Shakti Chakraischa Panjabihi. So Chaturbihi Shiva Chakraischa. Shiva Chakra is made up of 4 konas and Shakti Chakraischa Panjabihi. 5 Shakti Chakras. So this Nava Chakraischa Samsiddham. This is called Sri Chakram. This is called Sri Chakram. This is what is represented as Sri Chakram. So there are 4 male and 5 female triangles intersecting 43 angles. So when they all intersect in various places, it gives rise to 43. Why I am explaining all these 43? In the shloka, we got chatuschatvarim sate. So that means 44 konas are there. 43 are accounted through here. And Shankaracharya takes the central bindu also as a representation of a trikona only, triangle which is merged into one dot, and including that, he accounts it for 44 in his shloka. So the enclosures in the yantra are only 9 Nava Avarnas arranged in 3 groups corresponding to the 3 sections of the mantra. So when we talk about Navavarana Puja and all, people might have heard these terms. What they signify, we are going to see that also. What they signify, we should be able to relate to that and understand. Sri Chakra is not just a line drawing. It has so many things inside that. And it talks about the union of Shiva and Shakti forms that produce the Sri Chakram. Shiva Shakti Aikyam. That is what. So Shiva Shakti Aikya Swarupinyai Namaha is in Lalita Sahasranamam. We see this name towards the end. And that is the Shiva Shakti Aikyam that is portrayed here in the Sri Chakra. So if you really look at the outlook of the Sri Chakra, there are 2 ways of looking at it. One is called the Samkriti Chakram, starting from the outermost, the quadrangle. Go on inside until you come to the Bindu. The way to construct the Sri Chakram in either way, they are all given. We are going to see some of them. And so this is called the Samkriti Chakram or Laya Chakram, starting from Srishti to finally Laya. Or one can do Srishti Chakram, starting from the Bindu, one can go on evolving and finally go to the entire cosmic makeup. This is called Bhupura, and go all the way up to that. That is called Srishti Chakram. So there is Srishti Chakram and there is Srishti Chakram. So both we have to see. But most of the time, what we really see in practical applications is the Laya Chakram only, the Samhriti Chakram. So we are going to see in detail that particular thing more. But now let me now put the other, the colored, this thing again back, because we have something which can be easily seen through that picture, maybe, which is the picture, yeah, it's here. Let me bring it back. Yeah. So now this is the color, this thing which we are going to see. Now, this has got, as I told you, there is a chaturdashara. That is this yellow triangles. There are 14 of them. This is 14 trikonas. And then this is called the bahirdashara. Bahirdashara means there are 10 triangles made up of like this. And then antardashara, the inner 10 triangles made up of these brown things. And then there is ashtakonas made up of this pink inner 8 trikonas. And then there is the basic trikona. All 4 put together, all of them put together, 14 plus 10 plus 10 plus 8 plus 1 is 43. And if you add Bindu also to that as a trikonam, according to Shankaracharya, then we have got 44 trikonas. This is what is explained in this particular shloka. You know, in the last line we have seen the particular thing he is referring to, this 44 konas only he is now talking about here. Chatushchatvarimshat, that is the third line. That's what he is telling, 44 konas. Okay. And now there is one commentator, this Saubhagya Vardhini, he himself, he separates the Sri Chakram again into three sections. We separated them based on the 15 lettered mantra. He separated them and he called them also in the same way, like the Soma Tattvam, the moon principle, the Surya principle, Sun Tattvam, and also the Agni principle. And in the moon principle, he divided this into, because the moon has 16 colors, crescent moon, starting from Pratama to Purnami, or again Pratama to Amavasya. We have got the 16 colors of the moon and also the 27 constellations of the stars. So 27 plus 16, that makes 43 konas. That is what he accounted in the Soma Tattvam, in the moon principle. And in the Surya Tattvam, the Surya has got 12 colors and 12 murtis, Dwadasha murtis of Surya. 12 rasis are there, various rasis in Mamesha, Rishabhanda, 12 rasis, and includes 4 Vedas and 3 swaras in the Vedas. When the Vedamantas are recited, it has got the swaras, 3 swaras. So all of them, 12 plus 12 plus 12 plus 4 plus 3, 43 konas. He accounted for the 43 konas in that manner. And the Agni Tattvam, it has got 10 kalas, 8 murtis, 10 vibhutis, glories of Agni, 14 worlds, all the worlds, you know, from Bhuhu all the way up to Satyaloka, and also all the way down to Patala Loka, all of them 14 worlds, and the brilliance of the fire, all put together, 43, including Bindu, it becomes 44. And this also represents it is divided into 3 mandalas, and it also represents 36 tattvas, important principles. Bindu by itself is one tattva, talks about the Shiva Shakti Aikam, that is a tattvam. And the trikona, the Vasukona means Ashtakona, 8 konas, and the 2 sets of 10 konas, and the 14 kona, all of them. There are 5 of them. That means trikonas are 5. Trikona, 8 kona, 2 sets of 10 kona, 4 plus 1, 14 kona, 5. And 8 petal the lotus, that is this 8 petal lotus, which is in, I don't know what color it is, brown or whatever color it is, red or something. And then the 16 petal lotus, which is in white color. And then the 3 mekalas, these are the 3 valaya, maybe in the other picture, that may be clear. Let me put that picture up. Yeah, this is the supposed to be the 3 valayas. 3 valayas, the 3 lines surrounding the 16 petal the lotus and the 8 petal the lotus, 16 petal lotus, and 3 valayas, all the 3 lines named called the mekalas, and the quadrangular lines outside the one which is supposed to have 4 gates. This gate, then there are 4 gates here, and each that also has 3 lines. This is called, they form the quadrangle. The 4 lines, that is called the Gopura. All of them together represent the 16 tattvas. So Sri Chakram talks about the various tattvas and so many other mandalas and all that. And if you really look at the makeup of the Sri Chakra, the 4 upward triangles, we said it is the Shiva Chakra. The 4 upward triangles we already showed here, 1, 2, 3, 4 upward chakras. And the 5 downward triangles, they talk about the Shakti Chakra. And there are 43 angles they make when they, you know, in various ways. So the point of intersection of 2 lines is called the Sandhi. For example, this line, and this line, they intersect in one place. That is called, when two lines intersect, it is called a sandhi. And when three lines intersect, there is one line, and this line, that is called a marman. So in marmasthana and in sandhisthana, each place is going to be occupied by a deity. It should be a devata. All of them represent Amba's aspects only, but there are so many devatas. Each one of them occupies so many of them. And the lotus of 8 petals, that is again so many devatas. Lotus of 16 petals, so many devatas. The mekala, 3 lines, and the outer quadrangle. There are actually detailed picture of what devatas represent each one of them. They are all there. If I have the opportunity, I'll show them also. But right now I'm not going to show that. And the components of the Sri Chakra also, as I told, there is a Navavarana, right, with 9 enclosures. The Bindu is the central dot that we saw, and that each one of these is also called a chakra. So the central dot, the Bindu, it is called Sarva Anandamaya Chakra. So in the Sri Chakra, the central dot Bindu is called the Sarva Anandamaya Chakra. And the basic trikona surrounding that, there is the freestanding triangle around the Bindu, that is called the Sarva Siddhi Prada Chakra. So Sarva Anandamaya Chakra, Sarva Siddhi Prada Chakra. And the Ashtakona, the 8 konas surrounding that. Now let me go back to the other color picture. That may be less confusing than this picture. So this Ashtakona, the pink one, the one that is around the basic triangle, the Ashtakona, and that is called group of 8 triangles, that is called Sarva Rogahara Chakra. Actually, we are going to see just at least a glimpse of the Muktiswami Dikshadas Navavarna Kritis, where all these chakras, he has written one song for each of the chakras. I'm going to briefly mention that also. So this is called Sarva Rogahara Chakra. And this Antar Dasara, the inner 10 triangles, that is called Sarva Rakshakara Chakra, this is called. And then the Bahir Dasara, the outer ring of, you know, 10 triangles, that is called the Bahir Dasara is called Sarvartha Sadaka Chakra. And then the Chatur Dasara, the 14 triangles, that is called Sarva Saubhakya Dayaka Chakra, these 14 triangles. And then the 8-petaled lotus, that is called Vasudala Padma, that is called Sarva Samkshobana Chakra. And then the Shodashadala Padma, the white Padma, the lotus, this one which we saw here, the 16-petaled lotus. And that is called Sarvasa Paripuraka Chakra. And there is this Mekala Trayam, there is no separate chakra name for that, for this Mekala Trayam around the 3 rings. And then the Bhupura Trayam, that is this quadrangle, which is called the Bhupura, that is the surrounding these 3 lines, that is called the Trailokya Mohana Chakra. So if you take the Srishti Krama, that is evolution, then from Sarvanandamaya Chakra, that is from the Bindu, we will go all the way to Trailokya Mohana Chakra, which is Bhupura, which represents the cosmic makeup. Or if you go through the Laya, the Samhara scheme, then from Trailokya Mohana Chakra, we will go all the way into Bindu, which is the Sarvanandamaya Chakra, which is supposed to be the Bindu Pita. Okay, so these are the various things. And there are Shakti schools, One school is called the Samayachara. You might have heard some of these names in Nidhasasrama and other places perhaps. So Samayachara is one, and it is called the Kaulachara. And the Samayachara, there they treat Shiva and Shakti equal. Whereas in Kaulachara, it is more a Shakta kind of a principle, where Ambal is supposed to be, Shakti is supposed to be supreme, dominant. And among the commentators, Lakshmidhara he follows the Samayachara school. So when he draws Sri Chakra and all, he will be talking in a similar fashion. And in Kaivalya Ashrama, you know, they will talk about the Kaulachara. And the Samayachara school, they normally talk about the Srishti Krama. That is the evolution, cosmic evolution. So central triangle, it points upwards. Actually here, you know, I have shown here pointing downwards, that it will show upwards. Whereas in the Samhara Chakra, Laya Kramam, the central triangle will face downwards. That is the difference between Srishti Chakra and the Laya Chakra. That's what they are going to do. And now, this is a two-dimensional representation, the Sri Tantra, of entire this Shiva Aikya, Shiva Shakti Aikya Tattvam is represented in the yantra in two dimension. Now the same yantra can be represented in three dimension also, and this three dimension is called a meru. And now I have put a meru component here, right from starting from here. I hope you are able to see the meru going all the way. And now in this meru prastara, this is called a pyramid. The meru is like a pyramid. Then there also this Srishti chakra is there, Sthiti chakra is there, and Samhara chakra is there. Three components are there in that. So in the Srishti chakra, the Bhupura, that is the quadrangle, the outer lines, and the Shodasha Tala Padmam, that is the 16 petal the lotus, and the Ashtatala Padmam, all of them, this is the Bhupura, and this is the Shodasha Tala Padmam, the center one, and the one above that is the 8 petal the lotus. All these things, they talk about, they are considered the Srishti chakra. So in this particular representation, they are denoted as the Srishti chakra. And the Sthiti chakra is the Chaturdashara, the 14 triangles, and the Antardashara, 10 triangles, and another Bahirdashara, 10 triangles. So these three, they represent the 14, 8, and 10 and 10. They represent the Sthiti chakra and the Ashtakonas, 8 konas, and the Trikona, three-sided one, and the Bindu at the center, they talk about the Samhara chakra. So the same thing in three dimension is represented in this manner. People would have seen the Meru and all in temples and other places. Actually, Meru also, there are several types of Merus. The Sthiti chakra in an elevated plane above Srishti chakra, and Samhara chakra above this. So this is the Samhara chakra is the highest here. And then next to that is supposed to be the Sthiti chakra. And then at the bottom is supposed to be the Srishti chakra. So this is the construction of this Meru. And there are also, as I told you, there are variations. Instead of a full Meru, one is called the Kurma Prastara. That is the, actually in Tamil Nadu, there is a place called Mangad Kamakshi temple. In that temple, in these temples, in all the Shakti temples, how they install the deity, how the Sthiti chakras are all established there. There are a lot of principles in all these agamas. So we normally just go there and have a darshan and come back. There are so many things behind that. And the Mangadu temple, it is a Kurma Prastara. That is, the two lotuses, they are in a plane above the Bhupura. Bhupura is the outer triangle, right? Outer quadrangle. So above that, the two lotuses are in plane. And the six chakras from the Chaturdashara, that is the 14 triangled, the Chaturdashara and Trikona, up to Bindu, they all stand together in another plane. There is the further elevated plane of the lotuses. That is one variation. And another variation is all the nine chakras, they are all in different planes, placed one above the other. That is the Mahameru. That is what, now if you go to our Saurashtra temple and several temples, they got this Mahameru, where all chakras are in one over the other. And normally the worship is done in the Laya Krama only, generally. That is from Bhupura, from the outermost quadrangle, all the way to Bindu. That is how the Sri Vidya Kramam, when they do puja, that is normally they do that. So in Navavarna Puja, people might have heard this name, Navavarna Puja, Nava Avarna Puja. Avarna means enclosures. Nava Avarna means nine enclosures. So all these different planes, they are all representing each one enclosure. And all the Avarna Devatas, they are only what? They are only manifestations of the Devi only in each of the chakras. So each chakra will have separate upachara, separate puja. It is a very, very, very elaborate puja, the Navavarna puja. And the Sri chakra is completely described in that, in the way that worship has to be done. Now, I will leave this particular, maybe I will bring back the Sri chakra picture again, so that you may be able to relate to that picture when I describe further things on that. Now, we told that this is a triad. And these three groups that represent only the body of the goddess, Amba. So in the Srishti Kramam, for example, from the innermost triangle, innermost Bindu to the evolution stage, to the Bhupura, when we come, the first group is called, we said, Vagbhava Kutam. It has got five letters and it represents the moon principle that represents Amba's head. And in Sri Chakra, this is how it is. Amba's head is designated by that. And the group two, that is called the Kamaraja Kutam, and that has got six letters, and there the deity is Kamaraja's son, and it represents the body of the Devi below her neck up to her hip. So head is the first Vagbhava Kota, and Kamaraja Kota represents below her neck up to her hip. And the third one is called the Shakti Kota, that is the four lettered, talks about the Agni principle, and it is below her hip up to Mooladhara. So that is why in Lalita Sahasranama we have a name for her, Moola Koota Traya Kalevarayi Namaha. So that is how this Moola Koota Traya Kalevarayi comes. So that is how she is signified like that. And besides these 43 triangles, there are also, as I told you, 24 sandhis where the lines intersect, two lines intersect, and so many marmans also where three lines meet, and one of them, you know, they represent the samarasya. Samarasya means the union, that is the harmony of the entire, the Shiva Shakti Swarupam. That is what it talks about there. And also the seed Bija Mantra of the Panchasakshari Mantra, they are also identified with the nine chakras, because for each chakra there is the seed also. For example, La, that talks about the Prithvi Bijam, that is the four-sided figure, the Bhupura outside, that is the center thing, that is represented by the Bija Mantra La, which expresses the Prithvi Tattvam, that is Avarana 1 in the Layakrama, our first Avarana. And then Sa, that represents the 16 petal lotus, that talks about the moon principle, Chandrama, Sa, second Avarana. And then Ha represents the Akasha Bijam, that is the 8 petal the lotus, 16 petal, then 8 petal the lotus. And then I, that is the Bhuvaneshwari Bijam, and that has the 14 triangles. And then there is this Vishnu Bijam, represented by E, that is the outer 10 triangles. And then that is Vanni Bijam or Agni Bijam, that is the Ra, that is this inner triangle. And then there is the Shiva Bijam or Kama Bijam, represented by Ka, that is the 8 triangles. And then we have got the crescent moon, and then we have got the Bindu. So this is how all the 9 Avarnas are made up in the Srishti Krama, that is in the evolutionary model, where you go from, from Bindu all the way to up. Now, this in the Samhara Kramam, again we have got the outer group that symbolizes Srishti, that full manifestation. And first Avarana is the Trailokya Mohana Chakra, that is what we said earlier, outer line, that is her feet. And her middle line is her thighs, and the inner line is her knee. There are three lines here also. So the square field, the Chaturdashara, within which all the above are positioned, that is imagined to be like Earth, Mother Earth. So this is called Bhupura. Bhu is Earth. And then the second Avarna is called Sarvasa Paripuraka Chakra, being her Swadhisthana Chakra actually, the 16 petal the lotus surrounding the above. So that is what the 16 petal lotus that has got. And the third Avarna is Sarva Shobana Chakra, that represents her navel region, the 8 petal the lotus, and Ashtadala Padma, that is enclosing the whole group of group two, which encloses, so one after the other, they go on enclosing the other. And then there is a group two, the middle group, that symbolizes, it's a very, very elaborate system again, Avarana 4 is called Sarva Saubhagya Dayaka Chakra, that represents her heart. Now you imagine Amba in the Sri Chakra. That is what I am trying to now explain. You imagine Amba, her feet, her middle portion, her thighs, and also, you know, her head, her navel region, and her heart. So this is the second group we are talking about. That is her heart, the 14 triangles. And the fifth Avarna is Sarvartha Sadhaka Chakra. That represents her neck. Another 10 triangles. That's what it does. That begins the Sara, surrounding the inner, 10 triangles. And the sixth Avarna is called the Sarvarakshakara Chakra, that is the middle of her eyebrows. There are 10 triangles, that is called Antardashara, surrounding the 8 triangles, other triangles, that's what is that. And then there is a group 3, that is the seventh Avarana, Sarvarogahara Chakra, that is her forehead. So from her neck, now you have gone to her forehead, that is the 8 corner triangles, Ashtakona, surrounding the primary triangle, that is the Ashtakona. This Ashtakona surrounding the primary triangle. And the eighth Avarna is Sarva Siddhi Pratha. That is the one, that is the top of her head. Primary triangle, this center triangle. That is what that is the primary triangle, apex downward around the bindu. This is the bindu surrounding it with the apex downwards. So it does not intersect with any triangle. It is independent. Other triangles, they are all formed by extending the three sides. By extending these three sides of the triangle, basic triangle only, other triangles are formed. But this is a standalone independent triangle, represents the Shakti Tattvam, the feminine force. So the three sides of this triangle, they represent Kameshwari, the Soma Tattvam, creation. So Kama Rupa Pitam. And Vajreshwari as the sun, the Surya Tattvam, talking about preservation. So the Purnagiri Pitam, there are so many places that this is how they are all installed in those places. And Bhagamalini is the third side. It is the Agni Tattvam, talks about the dissolution principle, and Jalandhara Pitam, that is the place, that is how this is installed in that place. And the three corners of this triangle, they stand for the three peaks, the three kutas of the Panchadashakshari Mantra, Vagbhava Kutam, Kamaraja Kutam, and Shakti Kutam. And we said the entire Sri Chakram is divided into three based on this, because the entire Sri Chakram is only an extension of the three sides of the basic triangle. So each side represents one particular kutam, and when it is extended, that entire portion represents that particular kutam. So the triangle itself is regarded as the abode of the mother, Kamakala. It's supposed to be the abode of the mother. And the ninth avarana is called Sarvanandamaya Chakra, the aperture on the head, called Brahmarandram or something, the aperture on the head. Actually, that other day, I mentioned about the Sushumna Nadi, when the Jiva goes at the time of death, when the Jiva goes through the various chakras and escapes through the Sushumna, through the Brahmarandram at the top of the head, it goes directly to Satyaloka. That's what I told at that time. So this aperture on her head, that is the Bindu Pitam, that is the abode of the mother, the Shreem Bijam, Lalita, Rajarajeshwari, essentially Sri Chakra, that is the Tattvam of that Bindu Pitam, most fundamental of the entire Sri Chakra principle. So this is what the entire Sri Chakra is made up of, and the various things that are associated with the chakra, that is also we already saw that thing, and the way how the three-dimensional representation of the same two, the planar figure of Sri Chakra is represented through the Meru. Now, even though these chakras are all given in this thing, in practice, people, when they do Sri Vidya worship, they practice through the Sri Chakra Yantra and also through tantric methods and using various mantras for doing various pujas. They use it in the daily worship, in the way they do Sri Vidya worship. And there was one musician, one of the Trinities, Muthuswami Dikshita. This person, instead of making this as something which is all some yantric method, which is all unknown to people, which is all Greek and Latin to common man, he composed so many poems to describe each one of these avaranas, and then reciting those poems with bhakti itself is like worship of Amba through Sri Vidya. So in the next webinar, I am going to now take those songs. I am not going to sing them or anything, I cannot, but I will outline in each of those songs how Dikshidhar has brought out this particular Sri Vidya worship. Because based on whatever I said, immediately people will think this is all nothing to do with me and it's all so many different things I cannot relate to them. Whereas Dikshidhar has taken pains in the way he composed the poems, how he related to the Nayan Avaranas and the Sri Chakra, and enabled common people like us to still pursue Sri Vidya worship, to reach Amba's, to gain Amba's grace by simply reciting those songs and also following the Kramam with all Shraddha. So I am going to stop today for this Sri Chakra, this thing. And next webinar also will be mostly covering Sri Chakra only. After I talk about the Muthuswami Dikshita's Kritis, how he has accommodated the Sri Chakra principle, Devi worship there, I will then go into the method of constructing Sri Chakra. Because Lakshmidhara and so many people have given the actual methods, how to start, how to end, how to make it, all that thing. So there is a scheme for that. I will also show some visuals so that you may be able to see how the Sri Chakram is built, along with the development itself it is in the Srishti Kramam or in the Samhara Kramam, all those details we will see in the next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.